I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yes. We bring the local hero into the conversation. Words he uttered, and of course, as usual, I will never ever let him forget it. Jim Pete
is here. I hope you can hear me. Hey Chad, I hope you can hear me. I'm in Mayo Clinic Square. I just literally walked out of the practice facility.
Oh.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you fine. Would you like to bring the phone in, put me on speaker, and I could talk to the lads and kind of provide some ideas?
No, I would not like to do that.
Okay.
I love the new intro. It takes a while to get there, but, you know, I uttered the phrase in jest on the golf course with Chad Hartman.
I don't know.
And I said local hero jokingly, and now here it is.
Yeah.
It's gonna haunt me for the rest of this NBA season.
That is correct. All right, Jim, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay. The Wolves have won 5 of the last 6, but they beat Charlotte, Brooklyn, Utah twice, and Sacramento. Now, if they lose any of those games, we have a right to call them out. So, and they would receive that criticism, and it would be deserved when you're losing to non-playoff teams. But how tough is it for you, as someone who chronicles this team every day, or a fan who pays close attention, to draw significant conclusions when you're playing non-playoff teams?
Okay, it's kind of like, I'm going to give you an analogy that you really understand. I think people generally understand. It's like, we play at Windsong Farm, which is a really hard golf course, right? It's really difficult. And then we also play Pioneer Creek, which is a much significantly less difficult course to play. If you were to shoot even par or under at Pioneer Creek, is that building confidence or is it taking away confidence for you to play Windsong?
Oh, it still is helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah, So there are golf courses you can play that are easier to play, and it builds your confidence, and then you could take on a bigger golf course. I think that's exactly what Minnesota needed at the time without Anthony Edwards when he went down with injury, to play, you know, the Charlotte Hornets, the Brooklyn Nets, then get a Knicks team in there when Ant comes back, and getting him back into play now. I just think that all these games are important. You know, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if you win those games, well, you should win those games.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose those games,
right,
you know, it's like, well, okay, you lower yourself based on the competition you're playing. So I just think it was a perfect time. What I wouldn't want to be is the Sacramento Kings, who are having to play the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Denver Nuggets 9 times in like the start of the season here.
Yeah,
I think
that's rough.
If you look at the Kings' schedule, Chad, it's like killer's row for the first 30 games for them. And for us, I just think that you know, it's a softer schedule, and I think that, like Finchie said, with Minnesota's defense, which has really struggled early on, at least we're off the mat now. So like we're up and we're throwing punches defensively. So I just think the execution has been excellent. The shooting splits that we're seeing right now, that Minnesota's number one in effective field goal percentage. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me defensively who we're seeing. We're not seeing some of the juggernauts yet, but I just think the confidence that it's built in this team is something that we're going to find out real quick, because we play Sacramento tomorrow,
yep.
But then we play Denver in a back-to-back, and that's going to be a great test.
Okay, so let's talk about the defense, because a lot of the defense this year has been Rudy-related. That when Rudy's on the floor, it's pretty damn good. I mean, it's like really good. And then when Rudy's off the floor, it can be awful. What has been different of late in trying to still stay at that high level with Rudy on the floor, but let's say maybe middle of the pack or in the upper teens when Rudy is not on the floor?
Well, I think that, you know, for me, like one of the things that, and you've seen this over the years, and you know this is 100% true, that sometimes guys' defensive intensity wanes a little bit when they aren't shooting well or not missing shots. And if offense struggles, a lot of times defense can struggle at the same time. You kind of lose some of your intensity because, you know, not everybody's wired up to be okay with missing four or five shots in a row. If you're a bench player coming into the game, you don't get that warm-up time. You have to pretty much start making shots when you first come off the bench. That's been one of the great things about Naz Reid. And so, and that's one of the growth factors for Jaden McDaniels, is that Jaden, in years past, when he would miss a shot or two, he would get his dauber down, and it would impact him on the defensive end. The fact that these guys are shooting at such a high clip right now, I think that that's been part and parcel of like a connection where, yes, we are offensively like really executing, but then defensively, because I'm, you know, scoring and our offense is running smoothly, we're not turning it over as much. It also impacts the defense in a positive way. So I think that's part of it. That's why I say, you know, let's see what happens when we see some pressure. Let's see what happens when we see some other teams that can also score at a high clip. And let's see if we can get some stops against Nikola Jokic. But, you know, that's going to be the real true test. I think that, you know, it's really funny with Jokic too, Chad, because last night, you know, I think that their opponent, the Clippers, they were going to say, we're just going to stay home on everybody and not let Jokic pass the basketball and find
right.
openings.
Yeah.
And so he gets 55.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
And so that's always one of the things. That's one thing to look for with, you know, with great players, though. Like Minnesota's had that philosophy, too, by the way. A lot of
yes.
times they try to make Jokic a passer, or excuse me, a scorer, and take away his outlets. But you have to mix up with good players. And so that's why I'm excited about this particular set of three games. The Sacramento Kings tomorrow, and then Denver, and then Dallas, two on Monday. So it's going to be a very interesting set of games.
I also think, and I didn't see a ton of it when I was out of town, but I tried to stay somewhat close, that Finch has tried, if Rudy's on the bench, to keep McDaniels and Clark
yes.
probably his two yeah. best defensive players after Rudy on the floor. So that it's not
With Julius and Naz.
Right. So
yeah.
it's not just
yeah.
an all-offensive team out there. Those two guys, you know, are both very good defense players. So talk about that and just the way Jaden has played so far this season.
Well, you know, last game in Utah, you know, I think that there's been times, you know, and we see it all the time where sometimes the Wolves will struggle when Ant's not on the floor. And then they can't score at some point, and then they need Ant to come back in the game and save the day. And so you'd like to have other players. And I think Julius, that's one of the things with Julius too, his game, the way he's wired up and the way he's playing right now, is that he's able to play in isolation. He's able to play with the basketball in his hands at the elbows and, you know, in a post-up situation. If it's a mismatch, he can back somebody down and get something good to happen, either score or find an open player. And the other thing is that I think that players are really like tuned into Julius, that when he has the basketball, and Chad, when he passes that thing, he's got some heat on the ball.
Yes,
it is
good point.
Coming at you. It's
right.
a fastball. But I think that when Julius has the ball like that, I just was talking to Michael Grady about this during practice, is that if I'm on the floor with Julius Randle and I'm standing in the corners and he's got the basketball, I am ready. I am staying
yeah.
ready because the chances of it coming to me is pretty high, and it's going to come with some serious velocity. So I don't want the ball hitting me in the face, and I don't want to have it go out of bounds. So I'm going to be shot ready. And by virtue of the fact of him getting all these triple doubles, like I think that guys are ready to catch the basketball and shoot it when he has it. And here's the other thing too, just going back and watching the video of Ant, Ant is getting off of it really quickly now. And I think just going back and watching the video, like, he should have 10 more assists so far this season, because I think guys have just missed wide open shots that he's created for them. And so I'm just kind of wondering if guys are more ready for Julius and less ready for Ant, because I think that Ant probably has not always been the guy that's gotten off it early. And he tends to exhaust his dribble and then pass it, which isn't great. So I just think that's one thing to watch for, too, is Ant's passing now, and his playmaking has gotten so much better all three levels. But certainly with Jaden getting as good as he's gotten, that 12-point performance in the fourth quarter against Utah and the three-point shot that he hit to extend Minnesota's lead. Because, you know, Chad, when those runs happen and a team starts getting confident, and Utah went on a little bit of a run and cut it to nine, and there was a significant amount of time. I think there was like 7 or 8 minutes mm-hmm. left, and they cut it to nine. Right. Jaden hits that slot three that he would not have taken, and maybe for sure would not have made it in that rhythm. He drained that thing, made it 12, and then he just kept on cooking. So I just think that he's in a really good place right now on a lot of different levels.
Let's pause, come back. Jim Peet's here. He'll be back on the call when the Wolves play the Kings tomorrow night at Target Center. If you have a question or comment for Jim, send us a text right here, 651-461-9226. I'm not sure about Jim's insurance for his place or his vehicle, but maybe even Pete could also do this. Reach out to my friend Amber Scholl, teamscholl.com. That's spelled S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And compare. Amber is with American Family. So this is a big, powerful entity where millions and millions are with American Family. They're going to help you. I don't want to just call a big, giant company like American Family and go 1-800 and then get one person one time, another person another. I want a local office who knows this area well. An office that I've been using for 35 years. Now, Amber's only been there for 15 years, but she's running it for a number of years, and she has a team. It's not just Amber, and if Amber's not there, it goes to voicemail. She has a number of people at that office who will take a look at what your car's at, what your condo's at, what your house is at, your cabin's at, maybe some real estate, maybe a boat, whatever you might have. It's worth the time to reach out and compare. Excuse me. You might find out that you're in a good spot right now. Or you might find out, like plenty of people found out, that Team Scholl can help you out and put you in an even better spot. American Family, Amber Scholl. Reach out today, teamscholl.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jim Pete is back with us. Is everybody just playing for second place? Are the Thunder just that much better, right? They're playing great, and Jalen Williams isn't even playing.
It's kind of scary, actually. And, you know, they've got great size, and, you know, they can withstand injuries. I mean, Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein missed a significant chunk of the beginning of last season, and they didn't miss a beat. They just played small. And they just decimated people. And then they got, you know, Chet back, and then they get Hartenstein back. And but just the way that Dagnall coaches that team and the way they develop talent and the way that they pick players to fit within their system. You know, Presti has been, you know, noted as being probably one of the best GMs in the league. I don't think people talk about him as much because, okay, see, it took them a while, but he just stuck with the process. And his process was much more fruitful than the Philadelphia process. Philadelphia process has been derailed big time. Although I would say that they look really good now, though. I think that Philly has really done a great job of getting some of these young players, making some great deals, getting Quentin Grimes and, you know, some, Edgecombe and some of the people that they've drafted. They've drafted well. They've acquired players well. But what they've done in Oklahoma City is just it's pretty astounding. And, you know, getting all those draft assets and then making the trade for Shea for Paul George, and look where Paul George is now. Yeah. I mean, he's in that category. There's a bunch of guys that are making in the $50 million range of money. Like you think about AD and Joel Embiid and Paul George, and it's all kind of just, they're dead players at this point because they don't really fit within the framework and you can't move them. So it makes what Sam Presti's done in OKC even more important.
Well, here's another thing too in that trade where Kawhi demanded Paul George join him. The Thunder have the Clippers draft choice, number one draft choice this upcoming year, and the Clippers might be about ready to completely implode. Right?
Yeah.
So, and this draft is supposed to be great, and this organization. If they keep Shea healthy, Pete, they're winning 70 games. I don't see any scenario where it doesn't happen as long as
I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they might add like the fourth pick in the draft next year. I mean, we might be about to see the start of a dynastic team.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. The other shoe that's going to drop is when those guys become extension eligible, and then you have to start paying Chet. And, you know, because Chad, you know how it goes. I mean, those guys are going to want to make max money too. And how many max money guys can you withstand on your team? So, you know, Jalen Williams is going to get a max deal. Chet Holmgren is going to get a max deal.
Well, remember they did, though. I mean, Chet signed a 5-year max deal with 239.
When all those guys start getting maxed out, though, I mean, at some point, you can't afford, you know, when some of these other guys start getting, you know, how much would Lou Dort make on the open market?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know what his contract situation is. I have to go back and look at that again.
But if they keep those three, Jim, and then all of a sudden Presti keeps hitting on young players.
No.
I mean, that's where all of a sudden, let's say the Clippers go in the tank and you get the fourth pick, who's a great player. Then the Lou Dorts and the Carusos of the world, when they're going to want even more money, you shake their hand and say, thanks. Go make more money, but we got the kid from Kansas or the guy at BYU. We just added more talent.
It was one of the genius things, and so Sam Presti has a lot of experience with this because he was in San Antonio during those great Spurs runs, and you know, there were that time there, and Chad, you were broadcasting games when this was all happening, when Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and Tony Parker, and Ginobili, they were taking less money to be able to stay, to be able to re-sign and reload. So, yeah, you're right. Like, you know, they lose Sean Elliott, they bring in Robert Horry. They lose Robert Horry, they bring in Mario Elie. They, you know, it's like they kept on reloading with all these guys, Steven Jackson. Think about all the role players they brought in that were flourishing. So at some point, you just got to be able to, you know, keep your stars around you, and you keep Jalen Williams, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Chet Holmgren, you're going to be in the mix every year. So, and you'll just reload. And so that's why I say, if you find a coach and an executive that you know are really good, like if they, because they, you know, they went through some losing times there in Oklahoma City, but Sam Presti had a vision. He had a vision, and like you have to like keep these guys, and you have to let them go through it. If you think that this person is really smart and has the ability to work his way through the logic of accumulating draft assets, and then once they get those draft assets, they're going to be able to smartly earmark talent and free agents and role players that can come in and fit your system. You got to keep that guy, Sam Presti, man. He's been there for a long time. Was he there when they were in Seattle still? I mean, like, that's how long Sam Presti's
It's a
been
long time, but he might have been there just at the end. Okay, before
Seattle.
Before we go, earlier Susie was talking about the Dayton's food market has come up again, and Susie talked about popovers. Dave Harrigan said popovers are overrated.
Oh my God!
He should be fired for
we
that.
Should
right?
Be flogged. We should be flogged. You should get a. You should get a something and flog him.
Yeah.
For that. He should be flogged.
What's wrong with you?
I'd rather be fired than flogged.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true.
I thought we were going to Chad. I thought we were going to talk about Christmas trees today.
Yeah, what do you want to say about Christmas trees? I was going to try to take it away.
Me and my wife were putting ours up last night.
It's ridiculous.
My wife wanted to get a start and
utterly
put it up. And Dave,
ridiculous.
I think Dave co-signs. I think Dave likes.
No,
I think Dave
he
likes
does
getting
not.
It out of the way. He doesn't.
Okay. No,
go ahead.
No, weekend after Thanksgiving is when you take care of it.
No,
absolutely
I know,
not.
Now when you have our travel schedule, and believe
oh,
me,
you're so
me,
special.
I have an NBA travel schedule.
Okay.
Hey, Dave,
okay.
I have an NBA travel schedule, but so does my wife.
Yeah.
She's coming with me. We're going to Phoenix. You think she's sitting at home?
So when we're tailgating before the Vikings game on Sunday, you couldn't have put the Christmas tree up then?
It's happening after the game. Yeah. It's happening after the game.
They're putting up the tree so they can leave town and not enjoy it. That makes sense.
Exactly. He's putting up the tree so he can go to Phoenix. I mean, what does it matter? Like, do you talk? Does the couch then enjoy the tree? Or
they got the Ring camera. Oh, let's look at the tree, honey.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, this is not my idea, and I just finger pointed very quickly.
Oh my God! Congratulations.
I 180'd on that one pretty good.
Really fast,
local hero.
How about? I know I met a guy on the golf course this year, Chad, whose wife loves Christmas so much she keeps up 10 Christmas trees all year round.
She could be a combination of Halle Berry, Cindy Crawford, the kindest person, the smartest person, the most empathetic person, and I'm out. There's no Harrigan. 10 Christmas trees up all year.
Disgusting behavior.
I mean, that's awful behavior. Oh my God!
He's got to have a big house too. So
that's true. Was this a member? Because I'm calling Kleinbrook and getting this person thrown out of the club. I mean, come on.
No, actually, he's a member at.
Wait, hold on a second.
Somerset.
Which club?
Somerset. I met him at Somerset.
Okay.
But
well,
yeah, I think he's at the White Bear Yacht Club. So.
Okay. Well, now I like him. Now we'll forget all this when he takes me out there, and then at the end I'll go get rid of these trees.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow or see you Sunday. Either way.
Okay. All right. See ya. All right.
Jim Pete, text us right now 651-461-9226. If your Christmas tree is up right now, fill in the blank. You are a what person? Fill in the blank. You are a fill in the blank person.
I'm so proud of my girls because they will be driving. We'll be driving around now, you know. Especially when you go by our big apartment building, you'll see one tree there, another tree there, and they will both call them out.
Thank you.
What are they doing, Daddy?
Thank you.
What are they doing?
You know what you are? You're a deviant. How about that
one?
First
up, a Christmas deviant.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I hope Santa shows up early. I hope Santa shows up today and says, "Get the damn tree down." Or I'm not coming back in about 6 weeks.
Don't be a Thanksgiving naysayer.
Yeah. Believe in the holidays as they come. Get out of here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Dave, you want to remind people the bumper music theme and who we have right here?
Oh, this is Little Rush, one of your top five bands,
just
bringing you
terrible,
Working Man.
Honestly.
Because the nation is back to work, with the president signing the bill last night in the Oval Office. We're back, baby. Let's go, federal government. Let's kick it into gear.
Rush, if they were playing in my basement, I'd shut the door.
The sound would still come through the door.
I'd shut it again, okay?
I don't think that's going to help.
You are a person who loves joy if you have your Christmas tree up all year, from the text.
No. No, no, no.
Hell yeah, it's up. Creating less stress, working holidays, get busy and stressful. My husband is keeping the peace. No. A person who's putting the Christmas tree up early is traveling another country, returning just days before Christmas. Yes, it feels weird. That's not Jim Pete.
Mm-mm.
No, he's not traveling another country.
I think the Wolves play home games between now and December 25th, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, there's a story that has happened this week which is worthy of conversation about the story and then the debate about it. The two largest enforcement organizations, so law enforcement organizations of the state, released a statement a couple days ago condemning the, as they called it, the shockingly low bail that was set for a man accused of violently attacking an Anoka County deputy. This individual is facing charges of first-degree burglary, third-degree assault, and fourth-degree assault of a police officer. According to the records, he was arrested on November 7th, released on November 9th after posting $10,000 in bail. The Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association and Law Enforcement Labor Services said prosecutors request unconditional bail of $150,000 or conditional bail of $75,000. The Anoka County sheriffs were dispatched to a home. The victim told law enforcement that he came home to find that a chair from his front porch was in the street while his neighbor, this individual who would commit these alleged crimes, was walking down the street and speaking incoherently. Deputy arrives on the scene, ordered this individual to get on the ground, place his hands behind his back. He initially complied, but then stood up and charged at the deputy. The deputy deployed her taser, but it failed to affect. This individual pushed the deputy to the ground. She lost her footing, fell to the ground. This individual lifted the deputy off the ground, slammed her head first on the concrete driveway. The deputy struggled to get her feet and stumbled as she attempted to foul this individual. Pursued by another officer, tased again and taken in to custody. Obviously, the deputy was injured, potential concussion, and is recovering. So I don't fault peers to not act detached in this way, to want to defend fellow law enforcement when they are attacked, when they're doing their job, when they're going out and risking at times their lives, when they've signed up for it, Dave, or when it's completely unexpected. And when I hear somebody like this, and I hear $10,000 in bail, that does seem really low. The judge, Jennifer Peterson, set bail at $75,000 with no conditions, or $10,000 with conditions. So let's have the bail conversation we've had before, but it's been a while, and I would encourage your feedback at 651-461-9226. There are times when you see actions of individuals, Dave, and you know they still deserve their day in court, they deserve fair representation, but every one of us is angered and outraged, and when you find out bail to our perception or to within the confines of what is allowed is on the very low end, where an individual has every right to be furious. But then we have the debate about bail overall. Because I get the concept. The concept of, okay, pending the significance of the charges, and we're going to give a judge some leeway to determine if this person can get back out into society at some level. But what happens, Dave, is if you have cash or you have people close to you who have cash, guess what? You get out. And others who may not be facing as serious a charges as this, I'm not even saying his name, because this is awful to injure a law enforcement officer in this way. But others who don't have the availability of cash to them or someone close to them, they stay for days, for weeks, for months. And is this an equitable way to do this? Is this the fairest system that we have, that at times someone who committed the worst crimes, clearly the worst crimes, but they have liquidity available to them, they can get out. But others who haven't committed nearly as serious crimes, and they stay in because they don't have the money. Is that fair?
No, that's the system we have. Although, I mean, shocker, the wealthiest among us get benefits that the poorest, or even the middle of the road cannot afford within our legal system, whether it's bail, whether it's just representation.
Which is another huge one.
You know you get the late, great Joe Friedberg if you got some cash to pay for it, or you get Bill the public defender.
Yeah, who's got 17 cases.
Exactly. He just looked at your file, and now we're in a trial.
One of those Right now, we can't change. Right? Unless we're going to find a way for counties and cities and states to hire significantly more attorneys to defend more clients who don't have Adam Carter money.
Mm-hmm.
But the bail one, we can have that debate. So I looked this up today, getting ready. The Brennan Center, because the concern is, and this has become an issue across the country, and in particular comes up when somebody is out on low bail, they then commit just a dastardly, heinous offense, and the default of a lot of us is, how in the hell is that person out?
Yeah.
So the idea that if we got rid of bail, and there were other ways to judge this, what would happen? So the Brennan Center, in a study from 2015 through 2021, in their review, and I'm going to lay it out for you here, they found no evidence that bail reform affects crime rates, because that's the concern, right?
Yep.
We get rid of classic bail, these criminals are going to get out, and it's just going to jump dramatically. This study analyzed monthly crime data, 33 cities for 6 years, comparing 22 cities that implemented bail reforms with 11 that did not. So it looked at murder, robbery, aggravated assault, motor vehicle theft, larceny. These are significant areas. Crime rates remained broadly similar in both sets of cities throughout the study period. Now, guess what happened in 2020? COVID. But the data didn't change. The study also looked at variables such as the timing of bail reforms, socioeconomic factors, political orientation, and then the pandemic-related lockdown measures. They found in the 12 months after reforms are implemented, crime trends in the reform cities and the comparable non-reform cities did not deviate in a statistical significant way. So, I want your feedback right now through texts or calls. When it's presented in this way, where crime rates, according to the Brennan Center, which is highly regarded, where it didn't change, for a lot of people, do we have to go counterintuitive and say, no, that the system we have where we think by raising the money as high as we do and allowing some of these deviants out and others not, and oh, by the way, some of these, the term I use was deviant, some of them might be found not guilty too, so let's not forget that, but that the numbers really don't change. So are people willing to step back and say, you know, my initial instinct is one thing, but the data is telling me something else. I think right now, unless your city is pretty far to the left, it's probably political suicide to push and say on bail reform. If you're in a center or a right-leaning city or state, you get clobbered on certain examples, which are awful. They're indefensibly awful. So do we end everything else for every other person, for the thousand, some of them, by the way, who can't make bail, who are in there for months, and guess what? When they finally have a trial, guess what they're found? Not guilty. But because these others are so awful, do we just stay with it because we don't want the worst of the worst to happen, and the others just have to suffer? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 is tied to a case in Anoka County, where a deputy lost her balance, taser didn't work, and she got slammed to the ground repeatedly. And this individual, after arrested, the bail is only $10,000 with conditions. What do you want to say? Love feedback. 651-461-9226. Quentin, in the next couple days with his mom, he'll be headed to Stretch Lab. I don't solely in my family go to Stretch Lab. Q goes also. Michelle goes. Kathleen goes. I have tons of friends who I've talked to or listened to this show and plenty of listeners who've reached out to me, and I thank you when you reach out. In fact, if you have any comment on the show, I know you can text here, but if it's longer for some reason, if it's about a sponsor or a show topic or anything it might be, my email is chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Back to Stretch Lab. I was there a couple days ago with Isaac for 50 minutes. That's what you should do the first time. Now, many people listening are customers, and they're big fans of Stretch Lab because you're with a flexologist who's been trained, and maybe you got the tight upper back, lower back, the hips, the glutes, the calves, the rotator cuff issue, which I have. Oh, goody, I'm thrilled about that. But they help you out, and you could be a fitness guru, and you still should go there. You should be somebody who's on the couch way too much. You could be somebody who's going to play one more round of golf tomorrow. I'd like to. And you want to hit it a little bit more in the middle of that club face? Go to Stretch Lab today. Find out an opportunity. An appointment's waiting for you at stretchlab.com. Thank you. Thank you. Finally, good song.
I feel like we've said good songs all day.
No. Incorrect. Would the no bail policy apply to someone like Vance Belter? Depends on how far you go with reforms, Dave.
Sure would.
And a lot of states have done it, and it depends state to state. Some states might say homicide and above. That is going to be bail. Some might say all of them don't apply. You know, in reading another story before the show, in the U.S., about 562,000 people are detained in local jails. About 80% of them have been not convicted of a crime. I'm not saying everybody in a local jail is just, they're flawless individuals, falsely charged. They're angels. But we're deciding right now in a bail system. We really are. Multiple factors. We're going to tax on multiple factors. But the biggest factor then is regarding if bail is offered up. Do you have money? Do you have money? Same crime, same charges. I don't have money. You have money. You get out. That's really what we're looking for. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to keep doing. I get it in life. I mean, you know, money benefits us and hurts us in every aspect of life. And right now, unless you're in a comfortably left-leaning area or you think you're so committed to the policy or you're so popular, you can offer it up because you can see somebody who's running for mayor or governor. Because if you do this here in Minnesota, and let's say, here we go, we got a guy who for some people is not popular right now in Tim Walz. And he would have pushed this. And someone is let out and something awful happens. Every candidate would bring that up incessantly.
Yes, they would.
And they wouldn't bring up the tens of thousands who are sitting in there sometimes month after month after month, and then once they get to a trial, they're found not guilty. But they didn't have the money. But we just kind of look the other way.
Yeah, and even if something horrible didn't happen, he'd immediately get the soft-on-crime label.
That's it.
From the other side.
That is it. We're too afraid at times to have these conversations, including the politicians, because they're filled with fear of this coming back at him.
Yes, of course they are.
Right? And, oh, so you're for the criminals, I'm for the innocents. And when something terrible happens, that's going to be thrown at you over and over again. I think we just have to have the conversation a lot more and acknowledge that some of these people are just out of sight, out of mind, but they're not. They're really your brothers, your sisters, and other people you know. Let's get to CBS and Susie next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.